Doctor.
Watch switch for this one. Other lot to be happy about. So.
What do you have to be happy about?
Well, yeah, my other things in my life. So
okay.
Life's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. But I suppose, how do you feel about being in hospital?
Business-wise, I've already been down and out $3,000 because I couldn't make a meeting on Saturday. And then I do like websites and IT and stuff, and I can back all this stuff. Like, if you guys want any proof of what I'm saying, I can provide it. So I'm not so happy about that, you know. And I can't really reschedule as well because, due to the nature of mental health and, you know, no transparency with you guys, I don't know when I'm going to be out of here. So I'm a bit sad about that. And there's a few other business clients. Which makes a total of $10,000 worth of work, which is currently being just down the drain. So that's one effect of being at hospital, which I'm not so happy about.
Are you
about.
Very happy for somebody who's lost $10,000?
Huh?
You look very cheerful for somebody who's lost $10,000.
It's not lost, more delayed.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just more raining on my parade, and I'll just put up a little umbrella for now, so... But yeah, that's, and you know, I'm on the verge of potentially losing one of those clients too, due to being in here. Because I need to, you know, speak with them each day. And I also have a team of programmers in Bangladesh who do a lot of the bulk work, and they're wondering where I am as well.
Alright. And otherwise, how do you feel about it? What's it like being in hospital?
More just frustrating, really, as I can't. You know, I can't do what I need to do. And there's nothing intellectually stimulating here whatsoever, you know. And I'm still voluntary. I've been fully compliant so far. So.
Okay. So, what happened
to what was it from your point of view? From my point of view, I was posting things on Facebook. Which is interpreted as delusional content for some. So I think my mum seeing that called from my understand Jillian, and then Jillian called the acute care team, and then someone else called Bart, another social worker, called my father to ask.
Jillian.
Oh yeah, she's a social worker.
Oh, right.
So my mother called her, who initiated the acute care team.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they tried to contact me or anything, but there's no evidence or phone calls or anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, because I was quite busy this week, because you can imagine, you know, I've got these new clients. I'm trying to set up work for people overseas, so I'm trying to get that going. Yeah, so I got a girlfriend in America, so I'm trying to get over here, you know, so it's like, you guys are kind of messing with that as well, so I'm not too happy with that. How I ended up here, they just woke me up, just bumped into my room.
Oh, sorry, I put my back up there.
Yep.
What did you say on Facebook?
A lot of things, and I can back up, you know, it's quite interesting, my Facebook at the moment, this hive of activity. Yeah, I haven't even looked at it today, but shit, yesterday, right, it was like, you know, again, you get like 25 different messages, you know, like 10 new friend requests, it's like, yeah, so I'm getting a lot of attention just being here.
What is that?
Oh, many things.
Well,
my dad works for the Australian Signals Directorate, which is BAC, so they're an Australian Intelligence Agency. and I've been posting more so about them because 2 years ago, if I said that I was abused at the ASD building in Canberra, no one would really believe me. But now I've met another person who lives on the Gold Coast, and he comes in and visits me here, actually. His dad also works for the ASD, and he also experienced similar types of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So my postings are more so about just this intelligence agency and pretty much how they've been, you know, like what they've been up to, which no one else seems to really know.
So what are they?
Well, from what I understand, you know, there's quite a lot of abuse that goes on behind the scenes. So, abuse of nature, I mean, it involves children, it involves, you know, like sexual abuse.
Children?
Yes.
Children?
Well, that, from what I gathered, you know, that's what I was saying 2 years ago, and now I have another person who's saying the same thing.
How do you know that? How do you know
that? Well, I just remember. Yeah, it took me,
It happened to you.
Yeah. Quite young, like, this is when I was living in Canberra, so.
When you were living in Canberra?
Yeah.
Teenager or a child?
I was a child, yeah. And it also happened on the military base growing up, you know. So I'm not sure what I've been saying.
No,
there's sort of.
I'm
saying I've been constantly.
You're talking about the not the systematic thing by the signal director to abuse children, or is it just incidentally that the abuse happened to work there?
It's more complex than that. I don't know how to explain it, guys, but but what can I say? Like, you want the whole hierarchy of how it works and the whole system and the whole structure?
Yeah.
Well, it's all on the internet, and you can go read it.
But it's really pushed
to be a lot of
new patients today.
Yeah. Well, then I don't have time to explain it because it's quite in depth, but it's all over the internet if anyone.
Give me a synopsis. I mean, you're an expert. I can give you a synopsis of things that I'm an expert, right? You
yeah.
Spend a lot of time.
I'm an expert at what?
You've obviously spent a lot of time reading up on this, and you have
further views. Well, okay. Well, as far as I understand, the Australian Signal Structure is based in Canberra, and they have three branches in the Army, Air Force, and Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, pretty much just used for fronts for, you know, like just turning kids into sex slaves, I guess. And then it's really high level stuff, like, you know, to the point where the kids don't even know, or the parents don't even know it's happening. You know, so it makes an interesting kind of phenomenon when you have one kid who, you know, and that's the situation I was in 2 years ago, because I read this book, which explains how it's done and everything like that, by Fritz Springmeier.
Springmeier.
Yeah. And
what's that book called?
The Illuminati Formula to Create the Total and Undetectable Mind Control Slave.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's the type of stuff that was going on there.
Okay. So it sounds like, based on that, because the Illuminati is a wider international concept, of which is
a... Well, this was just the book title. I haven't associated the two to anything, so...
So how does that, if it's about the Illuminati, relate to the Signal Director?
I don't know everything, man. I don't know everything, man.
It sounds like you've decided things about the Signal Director based on that book.
Yeah.
What is the link between the two things?
Oh, can you just read the book yourself? Well, it's not because they, Fritz does a lot of work exposing MI6 and the NSA
okay.
and Department of Defense.
Yep.
And you can go to the Australian Signals Directorate wiki page.
Does he think that they're also involved in child abuse? Illuminati is more about control and
yeah, well, the Illuminati use these things as fronts, essentially. That's what Fritz tries to explain. And he also says that, yes, the same thing happens to kids in intelligence agencies and the NSA and Department of Defense. And,
so he alleges that there's child sex abuse in those agencies?
Yeah, overseas. But he had no idea about Australia For monetary gain, or could be a number of reasons, just for the fun of it, really. You know, so I mean, you've got like a child sex slave who doesn't even know it's a sex slave, you know, and has no idea that it's happening. Yeah, like, get creative. You know, can you think of a few different things you could do with that? Like, so
you know, there's a range of motives, but I mean, these aren't those sort of deviant sexuality things that people normally assign to. You know, even after stuff. When I've heard about them in the past, people talk more about their intention to control humanity or
future
events and so on.
I can go into that too, but I think because you wanted to talk about intelligence agencies,
so
focuses.
Okay. So you post these things on Facebook, and your mum thinks that that's a sign that you're not well.
Well, that's what I gathered. Like, in terms of how I've behaved and acted around my family, I do believe that I've maintained what I call status quo. Like, haven't deviated from standard happy families, I guess, is the best way I can explain it.
What do you do most days?
Most days, I've actually been quite busy. As I said, I've got this business going, so I'm trying to spin up all of that stuff and get that momentum happening. Just IT, websites and systems design. I manage a few servers around the world, and I do like security, you know, like hacking prevention stuff like that and things like that. So.
Okay. Do you live at
home? I live at my parents at the moment, yes.
So how's your business going?
Yeah, really good, but the longer I'm here, it's not going to be good, so I need to spend time on it every day. Last year, we gained 40, just the business?
Yeah.
We've been just over 30, under 40, yeah.
And is it growing? Or?
It is growing, yeah.
So, you still rely on your parents?
Well, I just got back from overseas. I was in Texas for a few months.
Yeah.
So I've been back with my parents for about a month. Well, it's a friend of her, who's now my girlfriend, so so that's pretty cool. And she had this mind control stuff done to her on a military base there too.
Okay.
But it makes an interesting kind of book where I've actually kind of made a wiki about it. Where you can go to it and you can learn how to identify this mind control in people, and also what to do about it, which you won't find anywhere else on the internet. And there's a lot, I wouldn't say a lot, but there's more than 10 people, just the feedback from that, other survivors who have come out of, you know, like intelligence agencies or military bases, you know, growing up saying, oh shit, the same thing did happen to me, you know, and this is because it's just knowledge, you know, they have the proper knowledge and now they can see the truth for what it is and they can, you know, do something about their situation. So
can you talk about many of the girls here?
Mm-hmm.
Are those names clear?
Yeah, pretty clear.
Did you have them all along or did they come back to you?
What's that?
Did you have them all along or did they come back to you?
Well, what happened was, it's done in a certain way where the memories are kind of compartmentalized through trauma. That's why it's called trauma-based mind control. So pretty much, and this is what Chris describes that too, and this is what kind of woke me up to it. So pretty much the memories are compartmentalized. So you go through your life having no idea that any of that stuff is happening. Like, you understand that concept, compartmentalization? So yeah, in that way, no.
You had no conscious memory of that until when?
Until I read the Fritz Springmeier book, that was in April 2013. And
then in what form did the memory go on?
I thought it was just like flashes, like little bits, and then after some time I figured it out.
Flashes of things that you experienced, like visual flashes?
Yeah, it's visual, like, you know. And it's the same thing happening to this kid on the Gold Coast I met, who did dad work at the ASD, because he only realised, like, a few weeks ago. So it's kind of starting for him. So
yeah.
He gets the flashes of those traumatic memories and all the suppressed.
You got the flashes, and then how did that progress? So what did you do with that information? Did you remember other things?
I remember a lot now. It was more so the Chris writes about how they exploit multiple personalities and stuff like that. So pretty much the guide I wrote is you make a what I call in the internal world, because people who go through this mind control have a high capacity for visualization and, you know, and everything that goes along with that, you know, so a bit more special. And so I talk about making a safe place in the internal world, and then you'll invite the other alternate personalities to join in that little space, and then that's how you share information and memories and stuff like that. And that's the tried and tested method, which has gotten a lot of positive feedback from other survivors of the mind control. So,
when you were reading that, were there specific passages that triggered your recall?
There was one passage about beta programming, which is pretty much the sex slave programming. At first, though, I didn't realize what it was. What I even stumbled upon, you know, I was just reading this book, I saw the warning, and I thought, oh shit, sucks to be whoever's in this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then I decided I was reading it, and then you just get like little flashes, you know, of like these memories, which are just really traumatic and messed up. And then from there, it's kind of like a floodgate that opens. But personally, like, this was 2 years ago, like, this year, like, I've had none of that, and I've been very at peace. And yeah, very sensitive and very balanced.
You don't feel
it's more like a process, a recovery process that I've kind of mapped it out, and then it's an exponential recovery process of I'm doing mind control stuff. So I'm not supposed to book about.
Do you ever have
voices? No.
Have you ever heard something that happened?
That would be pretty cool though. I don't know what I would hear, but that's just a great question. No.
And so you obviously
start
spending my time in it.
Well, it's my business.
Yeah.
It's the central hub of everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite dependent on the internet to.
And you're obviously communicating with people around the world who have similar concerns to you.
Yep.
Do you ever communicate with those people like indirectly? Like, I know some, you know, people obviously message and email people directly, but like in other ways, like pass messages to each other in other ways. Like, I don't know if you can explain this, but like things like, you know, when.
You mean like how one of my friends comes in here and he writes down a little secret message saying sending out all signals or something?
Yeah, or you can read a newspaper article and then there'll be like passages in there that relate to you, like, you know, like finding.
Oh, you mean like synchronicity like that?
No.
I'm sorry, it's just hard to.
I'm asking, like, for example, say you watch TV or you read a newspaper and then maybe things might be code that other people are sharing with you in some way, or does that ever happen?
Say if I read this and I'm like, it's a code from God, man.
That's right. Or
no, usually there's a name or like an email address, and that's how I tell who it's from. Like, yes.
And like any aspect of your physical body is not under control.
No, never.
Because I read in the past, I think once you were concerned that you or somebody else had chips implanted or something like
that. Oh, yeah, the original notes. Yeah, Fritz Springmeier writes a lot about that.
Okay.
You'd have to read his book. I don't know, there's no evidence to say that, so I can't say for myself.
There's no evidence that you do or don't?
Well, there's no evidence that I don't.
It's difficult,
but. Yeah, I mean, I can't really prove it, so.
Do you think you could?
No, probably not so easily.
Okay. Back then, what did you believe back then? About the chip? Did you say that's when you used to?
Oh, yeah, I think, I thought it was in. It's just because I read Fritz Springmeier stuff, and
yeah.
It's just too much information at once, you know, so if it's true or not, I don't know.
What is the thing with the chip that you're
Oh, he just writes about, he just has a whole chapter of implants. So I just read that and freaked out a little bit.
Do you think anybody else might have
them? Maybe, yes. As I said, I can't prove it.
You have to the microchips, or
have to read Frick's and MyMA. Sorry.
But you can summarize. Is it mind control or tracking or some other function? Is it weapons chips?
One all in one, mate.
Whatever thing. But could you actually control somebody through a chip like that?
More so influence.
Influence.
Can't really directly control.
What, like to do administering like this painful stimulus or something like
that?
It's
not so much painful stimulus, it's the brain operates, I think, at a frequency of 533.7 megahertz. So if you have certain frequencies modulated specifically, then you can change how a person feels.
Okay. So like just broadly change how they feel, or specifically change your thoughts?
It depends. Like I don't want to get too so nitty gritty of it, because, you know, it's not my favourite topic of conversation, this whole thing.
Why not?
So it's sad, like, and disgusting, you know, so,
okay.
And the fact that, you know...
So it's not that you teach people out to discuss these things within the internet.
More than one, plenty of people who...
There's books about it, so...
Well, I haven't heard many books about it, so... And that's, well, the thing, you know, is, there's my parents, and there's Queensland Mental Health, who think I'm delusional, and then there's the internet, who don't, so... I'm... tossing up. Yeah, like, what opinions should I take here? Because I got all the proof I need, and all of the proof is on the internet at the moment. So I'll just leave that for you to seek out for yourself.
Did you get any thoughts of harming yourself at all?
No, never have any thoughts of like that whatsoever. And in the 2 years you guys have been watching me, there's been zero evidence of suicidality, zero evidence of violent behaviour whatsoever.
You don't have any thoughts of harming
yourself? No.
Would you, it sounds like aside from the frustrations like being in hospital, do you feel depressed?
No, not really, no.
How's your appetite?
Pretty good.
You look a bit lean.
Yeah. I'm trying this, trying to cut out processed food, I'm trying to cut out cheese. So my diet at the moment is I'll eat fruit throughout the day, and I'll usually eat one big meal at night. But my plan, I've got to, you know, obviously step it up. You can see what it's doing. So that's what gets me by at the moment, which is really good because it's like vegan and it's, you know, like...
What's your thinking with that diet?
Huh?
What's your thinking with that diet? What are you trying to achieve?
Oh, just cut out cheese. It's just because I have a bit of slight dairy intolerance, so I get a bit of mucus and stuff like that. It's just because I'm too lazy to cook. I mean, fruit, you just open and you just eat it, you know, so it's more of a convenience.
Do you eat other things like protein?
It depends what I cook up at night, so I usually got the veggies in the fridge, you know, the tofu and the fried rice, so I can make, yeah, I mean, cook up a lot of, sorry, like a lot of different things.
You're vegan or?
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian,
yeah.
Or some...
I'm trying to be vegan, but it's hard to be vegan, especially being at a place like this. It's impossible, isn't it? And that's why they've given me meat 2 times, I think, here, so I wasn't so happy about that, so...
Yeah, difficult
part
to accommodate,
but
I'm sure
you can
do it.
Yeah, so far so good, yeah. Be a little lenient for you guys, so...
Okay. Alright, I like to be honest with people.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Like, I'm happy to be delusional, but, you know, it's like, and I'm clearly not agitated. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
Like, I have a mental illness, but, you know, that's obvious, you know, if I've been through this for years. Oh, posting about things on Facebook, you know, all the Fritz Springmeier stuff.
But you don't think
they're
delusions, so why would you agree
that they're delusions? Well, so you agree that they're delusions despite the evidence?
I think you can prove anything with the internet. You'll find evidence for anything. That doesn't make it reasonable delusions.
Yeah, well, there's the internet, and then there's also other people.
Okay. I think there are delusions, and you don't.
I think some of them are, but the ones I can prove are not delusions. And I can prove some things.
The reason I ask is, I know you've been treated with antipsychotics before.
Yes.
I think that's necessary. But I think when you left your own devices, you tend to stop taking them because the tribunal has to get off the IPO. And then you stop taking them, is that right? Then you become voluntary.
I'll take them for a little bit, and then, you know, things are fine. Like, I mean, I can even get personal character written testimonies of people who have known me over the past year.
Not about your character, you know.
But, in terms of mental health, I can get references for that. But the way you're framing it is, I have now gone off antipsychotics, thus my delusions have now returned. And thus, I now require antipsychotics. That's fine, and I've been compliant with that, and I understand that, yes, if I have a delusional disorder, then, obviously, you know, that I'm more than happy to be treated.
How do you feel about the medication you're
taking? It hasn't been so bad, actually. I've been a bit, the first stuff I had on risperidone, that was nasty. I was having like these seizure things and I've got acne everywhere. The second one, olanzapine, my dick didn't work for 5 months. So that was pretty great. So this one will be interesting. Maybe I'll get acne and my dick won't work.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Carolyn, do you have any trouble with it?
No.
So you're on a very small dose, you're going to increase that today. It's generally, most people find this is much better in terms of side effects than all the other antipsychotics, the general consensus. Yeah, so I think it's likely that you're not going to experience those side effects.
No, I hope so, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's obviously a long list of things, but, I would like to meet with your parents. I think that's something, because they were concerned, I think before we can discharge you, you need to understand your concerns exactly. So I want to see that up and
then
go from there. Okay. Have you been going off the road at all? Or?
No. Something here. As far as I know, I'm not on any IPR, it's all voluntary.
Yeah, you are in assessment order.
Yep.
And where I'm with that at the moment, I'm. Firstly, I guess let's agree at the voluntary plan of treatment.
Okay.
So the first thing. So please take the medication as prescribed. Yeah. Don't even be discharged.
Yeah.
Don't take more leave than we agree.
Yeah. No. I understand as well. Yeah.
But I mean, you're voluntary. So, but I want the voluntariness is about us having an agreement.
Okay.
Voluntary plan.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think either way, voluntary or involuntary, the rules are the same. It's just that.
No, they are different. And I think there's important
differences. Okay, so as long as you agree that I'm remaining voluntary throughout this process, I'd be happy with that, and I'll be happy to comply with.
And I mean, the proviso is, if something suddenly happens that makes us think you've changed, the risks have gone up, you've become suddenly unwell, or there's no attempt whatsoever to come to a voluntary arrangement.
Yep.
Then
and
we
have
to make it
yeah, okay, yeah.
But we'd always negotiate, so we don't have to get. And,
yep.
And the other proviso is, well, I don't know how many of you this wants us to go to your family, you know you much better. Yeah? I don't know if I have a different view of it after that.
Yeah. Well, if you won't get the truth from my family, but you'd probably be better speaking off to the people who I've actually helped, and you'll get a different opinion from them.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I think...
Sorry, but you won't get anything from my family. You'll
just
get the
plastic. I'm not going to do what your family told me to do.
I understand that, but I'm
but
saying
I'm
you won't get the full
say,
picture
I'm
from
I'm
going
to listen to what they say, I'm going to put it in my pipe, I'm going to smoke it, and then we'll come to an arrangement.
Okay.
Okay.
So in terms of... Obviously, I'm not getting out of here today. Okay, so I need to run my business, and so we need to get me some leave.
Yep.
And I've been really good so far.
Yep.
So what can we do about that?
What kind of leave do you need?
Look, even just like a day leave, a 6-hour, or even an overnight.
Yep.
I understand if you don't want to jump right into that, but just one of those, just so I can get my business on track and just get, you know, everything up to speed, would be really good. And I'll come right back, you know, because being here for 6 hours, you know, is...
Okay, I'd like to meet this family
What day is it today?
Monday.
And this today is probably the best day to get my family in, because my mum doesn't work on the Monday.
Does she work Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah,
because, come on guys, I can't wait a week in here for you guys to see my family.
No, that didn't happen. It's going to be a reasonable lot of things, but there's just need to do our due diligence.
Yeah. Would you be happy speaking just to my father, or do you want the mother and father?
I'll give them a call, and then we'll decide about the leave up together.
So in terms of leave, what's the deal?
I mean, for right now, if you want to take an hour and get off the ward or whatever, that's fine, but I'll get back to you about the leave, so I'm going to have a chance to talk to your
family. Okay. So when we talk to my family? Today?
Yeah, just trust me, I'd like to get to you, and I'll get to it as soon as I can. As soon as I can, be more specific, I will.
Okay, so I have an hour day of leave.
It's probably going to be more than that.
Okay.
Just before you go home for 6 hours. I need to speak to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
At your home and
that's fine, yeah. And
I don't want them to think that
But for now, off the ward leave, I can have one at home, and that's on a daily basis until further leave is decided.
1 hour
twice a day. Okay, perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. Yep.
Cool.
For now, thank you.
All right.
And then, let me know what your my parents say, and we'll get from there.
Thanks.
That's right. Thank you. There you go, have it guys, whoever that guy was, I will just try to say nice things about him. that was that. Apparently I'm just delusional as fuck and doubled my meds. But I've got some leave and it looks like I'll be able to get some more leave once they talk to my parents. So, good news I guess.